come your masters of war. Here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
We can see through your masks. Public health experts expect that while the virus will not disappear from the U.S., it will severely affect less people, according to the New York Times, the COVID-19 house organ and one of the drivers of the fear bus scaring the hell out of people on a regular basis on behalf of the government. With high vaccination rates for the elderly and most vulnerable populations, experts believe Americans can possibly return to normalcy soon, even if herd immunity is never reached. The virus is unlikely to go away. You're damn right about that. It's a silent enemy, a silent killer. You're going to keep this around. You thought fucking Russia was the boogeyman for half a century plus. Russia. Russia schmusha. The invisible enemy. That's going to be the new boogeyman. It's not going away, and it has nothing to do with biology or medicine or virology. It has to do with scams. It has to do with money, how much money they fleece from you, every American. But we want to do all we can to check that it's likely to become a mild infection. Oh, it is a fucking mild infection if it's treated. But U.S. doctors aren't allowed to treat it. That broad Walensky, she didn't say anything about not treating people. I know what it's like to be in a hospital, to see your loved ones choking for their life when they can be saved by a $3 therapeutic medicine. But we can't give it to them because we want them to choke out because we're running a scheme. The fuck kind of doctor are you people out there? You can save people. You could save people. You could curb this in a fucking heartbeat, but no. Oh, we have to. Ooh, the FDA says we can't do. The FDA, did you fucking swear allegiance to the FDA when you took your Hippocratic Oath? How much do I know? Or was it a Hippocratical Oath, I guess? Maybe you got mixed up. You must say that I'm young. These people, you're disappointment as human beings is what is. What's at play here? And you sold Americans out. You sold your fellow man out. Not even Americans. It transcends fucking continents. It's an international scheme. You doctors out there, call yourself a doctor. You're fucking garbage. You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain. You're garbage for allowing people to sit at home and choke. For their lungs to fill up with poison. Oh, if there's a problem, go to the ER. You're fucking garbage. Look at yourself in the mirror. You sold us all out. Fuck you and your lab coat and your degrees on the wall. You're no better. No better. Get your bag of silver, Judas, and get the fuck out of my face. I'm getting upset again. Of course, the virus was likely to go away when they used the herd immunity scheme to try to sell vaccines. But now that it's not working, the virus isn't going away, as they use that as a stick and another vehicle of fear to try to get you to take the vaccine. And Fauci was out a couple months ago pumping and pimping herd immunity as a goal. And he hasn't said a peep since. You know why? When your kid, like a Fauci type, or anybody else, brings home a 30 on their fucking report card from school. Yeah, 30% of the country has been vaccinated. under great duress and threats and everything else of vaccine passports, people are still saying, fuck off putting that shit in my body. When your kid brings home a 30% on their test, maybe it's just good that you don't mention it anymore. No one's heard anything about, we could reach herd immunity. That's what they were saying for months, almost a year. Then they said, well, that's not working. And we have to change gears. So now you're seeing the change of gears. Well, we're not going to reach herd immunity unless people get out there. Herd immunity. It's 99.9% chance of recovery. We don't need herd immunity. Go out and live your fucking life. You have an immune system. Fauci and all these dummies fail to mention that, though, don't they? Fauci members saying, to reach herd immunity, we're going to need 80% of the country, of the population, to be vaccinated. What about people who have already had COVID? At that time, Fauci said, they're going to have a natural immunity, and that will help contribute to herd immunity. Nope, no mention of those folks and all the documentation that's come out. If you've had COVID, now they're saying, well, if you've had COVID, obviously you should get the vaccine because you never know. Never know? The fuck are you talking about, never know? What have you guys been doing your entire careers, 40, 50 years studying stuff, and you never know? What the fuck does that mean? Imagine going to your doctor. Sorry to tell you, you have serious cancer. What are my chances? Well, you never know. You never can tell what your chances are. Oh, really? How long have you been doing this? 15 fucking minutes? Fauci and his wing monkeys stood at the mountaintop with their fucking Ricola horn and told everybody who had COVID that they would have a natural immunity to it. Of course, that's gone down the drain now. Now they don't want to talk about that at all. I'm tore down. I had COVID and they said I was cool. Tore down. Now they want me to stand in line for a vaccine like a fool. They said, I remember it specifically, that after you get COVID, you get the antibodies necessary to fight off any future infections. You're covered. Now they're saying, oh, no. Now, if we could scare all those people that we told have natural immunity, if we could scare them to stand in line for a vaccine, we could get them, get our numbers up. What they fail to tell you is even the fucking CDC says if you've had COVID, you gotta wait before you even think about getting a vaccine. It could cause a lot of problems. It could cause a lot of problems. Even the dopey CDC who lies through their teeth had to say that. I think they have a 90-day waiting period. And other professional doctors, God bless them, who've come out and said 90 days. Why would you get the fucking vaccine at all? You're covered. It's still 90 days. And if you feel compelled to get it, you have to wait longer than 90 days. You're not out of the woods at 90. Christ, it takes your body 12 weeks to recover from this. It takes 90 days to bounce back from this stuff. You're going to go run out? They're going to pump it into you again? Don't mention that. They don't even ask you when you go to get a vaccine. They don't give a shit. They don't ask you, have you had COVID? Oh, step right up. Get your shot. We need those numbers up. The fuck out of here. CDC sold you out. Fauci sold you out. His employer, the NIH, sold you out. The FDA sold you out. Your doctor sold you out. Your politician sold you out. We're on our own out here, folks. Fuck's sake. Media sold you out long ago, but so all these other institutions sold you out long ago, too. You're just getting a front row seat to it, as I am. or as am I, whatever you want to... you grammar police out there, I hear from on a regular basis. Well, we're talking about getting the shaft, so let's play some fucking shaft. Screw it. Headline. There's a headline in here. It's very interesting. Ron DeSantis signs a bill scrapping all of Florida's COVID restrictions. Somebody mentioned to me privately. Tell me DeSantis isn't the best governor ever. Okay. Can you still go into a store in Florida without a mask on? Without being hassled about social distancing? Without you being attacked by some Karen? Because inside the state of Florida, the corporations still run the show. Am I wrong about that? I don't think so. I hear from our people in Florida. My people in Florida all the time. So you can rescind all the emergency orders and all the executive orders you want, but are you putting the wood to the public-private partnership where the corporations are running the fucking show? Who cares what you do in the state house? If the corporations are laughing at you, then I've said it before, that it's like a joke. It's like a joke. Now, does Florida have more liberties than Pennsylvania and New York? Absolutely. So in that sense, it is good, and he's doing a good job, but why do these guys just stop and they do the fucking minimum? They don't really pony up and challenge the corporations. I'll tell you why. Because the corporations run this fucking country. This is the United States of corporations. That's why. There's not a governor in the country that has the balls to take them on directly. I'd be fucking impressed if DeSantis does that. Until then, big deal. Has he done a good job compared to other governors? I guess. I mean, you can go do things in Florida, etc. Or can you? I've been to Florida twice in the last year. I can't go into a restaurant without a mask. I can't go into a restaurant if there's full capacity, according whatever full capacity is. The restaurants decide what capacity is. They sit there and they say, well, there's one fucking empty table between every other table. You have to wait outside. So is that going to end? If you go to a big store down there and you still have to wear a mask, how's that a victory? Everybody's out there. I'm telling you straight out. States and everybody else, DeSantis, Abbott in Texas, they can outlaw vaccine passports. Can they? Yeah, from the government. But have they put a stop to it from the corporate side? No. Have they said, if you want to fly a fucking airplane in this state, if you want to fly an airplane in this state, no vaccine passport? No. So if you go to the airport inside the state where vaccine passports are outlawed, doesn't matter. You step into that airport and vaccine passports, if they pass, if and when they pass, are still on. So I understand everybody saying fucking DeSantis is the best and how many, you know, states would like to have DeSantis. I understand all that. That's great. You know, fucking build the guy a goddamn park. Or a fucking statue. Congratulations. Knock yourselves out. I'm asking people to look at the big picture. The big picture is these politicians are fucking worthless. And just because they stole, they emptied all your cupboards in the last year. And they gave you a couple crumbs back and you're applauding them. What are you fucking guys, Patty Hearst? You gonna rob a bank too with them? Just get in. Hey, we even got the hostage robbing a bank with us. This is great. What the fuck's the matter with you people? You're applauding your captors? Go buy him a fucking trophy. Go down to the trophy store. Get him a little trophy made up. These people come in, they turn your whole lives upside down. You're like, yay, yay, he's on our side. No, he's fucking not. No, he's not on your side. You can't break through to these people. Can you roll around Florida without a mask on? Can you roll around without having to fucking bow, curtsy, bend over the whim of every different corporation whose establishment you step into? When that happens and DeSantis comes in and says, hey, assholes, you want to do fucking business in my state? Nah, you got to play too. When that happens, I'll send the guy a trophy myself. Until then, you folks should research Stockholm Syndrome. It's amazing. It's amazing.
DeSantis for president.
Oh, okay. That's the next thing too, right? You people in Florida, you really want him to be president? You're going to get the naked guy, the naked crack addict. He's going to be your governor. Then you're going to be saying, God damn it. Why did we want him to be president? Be careful what you ask for. If you think that, besides, if you think that Biden and Harris are going anywhere, you've been wearing that mask too long. It's starting to affect your brain, which probably is actually biologically true. Where are we going now? Uh-oh. I don't even know what's playing. Oh, Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, yeah. It's a new national anthem. Where are we going next? Let's have some fun. Not really. Connecticut ends religious vaccine exemptions for students. Another governor on the loose. Hey, why not just fucking trounce on the U.S. Constitution while we're at it? That's me in Connecticut losing my religion, losing my First Amendment rights, losing my constitutional rights. Connecticut Governor Ned, why won't anybody pay attention to me, Lamont, signed into law on Wednesday a bill that ends religious exemptions for mandatory school vaccines in the state. Medical exemptions from immunizations remain in effect. Thank you. Governor Lamont's just pissed off that,
why won't anybody recognize that I'm just as much of a tyrant as Cuomo in New York and Murphy in Jersey and the Wolfman in Pennsylvania and Crazy Eyes in Michigan? Why can't I get some notoriety of being a fucking tyrant too? What's a guy got to do out? What's a brother got to do out here in Connecticut?
I know what I'll do. I'll trounce on people's religious rights.
Serious illness that have been well controlled for many decades, such as measles, tuberculosis, and whooping cough, have reemerged.
Oh, whooping cough. It's fucking big. It's knocking people out.
The number of children in our state who have not received routine vaccinations has been steadily increasing, which has been mirrored by significant growth in preventable diseases across the nation.
Really? So let me get this straight. All the fucking illegal aliens coming into your states that have no immunizations, maybe that's the reason it's increasing. You ever think of that? You're going to control the, you're going to mandate that they get vaccinations? You don't even know where these people are, who they are. How are you going to round up these people, Ned? How many tough guys you know named Ned? It's, now Ned's helping Big Pharma. What? It's like, it's the backdoor meetings. Why are we only pushing the COVID vaccine? Why can't we push them all? Ned's worked himself maybe a good side deal. But when he gets out of public office, which according to the people in Connecticut, you never know. They keep voting in idiots. You get what you vote for. Get what you deserve in many cases, although they're good people in Connecticut. I know many that don't approve of this guy, didn't vote for him, and are stuck with him. As one federal agent told me recently, we are fucking trapped here, referring to his family, for the time being at least, until he puts his papers in and gets the hell out. Trapped. So don't worry, if it's against your religion to take a vaccine, you've just lost your religion, REM style. Parents may still choose not to vaccinate based on medical terms, okay? And medical grounds. But the bill best ensures that all children and their families will not be exposed to those deadly diseases for hours each day in our schools. What about the people out here who are exposed to the fucking spreaders who've been vaccinated for COVID? Well, Ned, you don't notice that? The numbers of COVID cases, of your viral cases, whatever the hell it is, all but disappeared and still, until they started pumping the vaccines, and then, oh my God, the numbers seem to go up. Spike everywhere. That's okay. Ned's going to be, Ned Lamont's going to be your own personal Jesus now. Own personal Satan, someone to screw up your life, maybe kill your wife. It's unbelievable. These guys, the state knows what's better for kids now than the fucking parents. Ned Lamont. Like to see this guy's family. I bet you he's a real winner. The state knows what, the state of Connecticut under Ned Lamont knows what's better for you and your kids than you do. The measure applies to public and private schools, higher education institutions, and children in daycare settings. Reach out and screw people. While you guys in Connecticut and the legislature, etc., should be proud of yourselves. You guys would fuck up a one-car funeral, but suddenly you know what's better for kids. Have you seen these cities in fucking Connecticut? Stamford? These cities? The squalor? Have you seen the corruption in Connecticut? Even on the local level. School boards, municipalities, mayors out of fucking control. Not recently, for decades and years. Have you seen the FBI's fucking field office in New Haven, Connecticut? Voted the worst field office in the entire bureau. Rife with corruption, patronage, scandals, illicit fucking behavior, spying on their own employee. I mean, just insanity. And Connecticut, as I was told by Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey, among the top worst corrupt, most corrupt states in the country. And you wouldn't think that. Perhaps Jersey. In that order. The order I was given was Rhode Island is the most corrupt, New Jersey second, and Connecticut close behind by people that have been doing this a lot longer than I have. But don't worry. Connecticut Senate President pro tempore Martin Looney, and they don't call him Looney Looney for nothing, said that the number of religious exemptions was growing, adding that there was a large number of children whose immune systems are weak, can only be safe in school if their classmates are immunized. Suddenly they're worried about it? You've had carriers, illegal aliens running around in your schools and in your state for years, and all of a sudden, oh, just magically, you're concerned about it now, right? Looney's Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ, Connecticut star. We know more. Your kids are not going to go far. Listen to this. Well, let's play a little music for you.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand how Connecticut became a virtual shit can. Looney reportedly said that children are not the property of their parents and possess independent rights a part of those or their parents. Who wrote that? Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton? Yeah, if we tell them that children are not the property of their parents when we sexually assault them, parents can't do anything about it. This is the insanity of these people. Children are not the property of their parents. Oh, Looney, you're going to take care of them? Let's see your fucking crew. I bet you they're a bunch of winners, too. These guys. These guys who have no fucking respect, no compassion, no fucking love in their heart for children. They talk like that. Usually their kids and their families are a fucking train wreck. If they even have families. A lot of these guys are perpetually single. Read between the lines. These politicians stand up there. They don't have families of their own because of the lifestyles they've chosen and the lifestyles they lead. They don't have families of their own. And they're telling you what's good for your family and your kids. Yeah, okay, Looney. Come on over to the house. We'll have a fucking conversation. Oh, what do you mean? I don't know. He was here. I don't know what happened to him. Hide the shovels. Fuck out of here. But that's okay. Connecticut is now the sixth state to ban vaccination exemptions on religious grounds. What other ones do you think did that? Well, I'll tell you. California, Maine, Mississippi, New York, and West Virginia. Congratulations. Any lawyers out there want to file lawsuits in Connecticut? Any constitutional attorney?
Mark Levin, this is preposterous. This is outrageous. This cannot stand.
What are you going to do about it, Levin? You and your fucking ilk. You going to sell more books? You going to go on TV? Cut a couple more media deals for yourself? When's the last time you were in fucking court? Carter administration? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you were. Very interesting. You had a very interesting career with the government. People might want to look that up. Chief of staff for the Attorney General of the United States. Oh, but he's all against the government now, right? Right. Sure he is. Do your homework out there, folks. You want to talk about an erosion of liberties, civil rights, and First Amendment rights rolled into one. There you go. Headline, I just wanted a little more time. Texas nurse was fired for refusing a COVID vaccine. Well. Welcome to the show. Many hospital systems around the country have been surprised by the number of nurses who have passed on being vaccinated, either because they have already been infected or simply because they didn't want the vaccine because they felt it was dangerous. But as federal public health officials crank up pressure on Americans to submit to the vaccine, as unused fucking and unknown chemicals pile up, one nurse in Texas complained to local journalists that she was fired simply because she refused the jab. She just wanted some more time to think about it.
You're fired.
Trump, you're fired. You're fired. Nurse Michelle Fuentes out in Dallas said that she had been terminated after working for 10 years at Houston Methodist Hospital, allegedly because she refused to accept the COVID-19 vaccine, she told Dallas-Fort Worth, CBS affiliate. I knew that the date was looming over my head of me to get the vaccine, and we were constantly being pressured and pressured. Michelle, I hope you and your coworkers out there have it in writing from this hospital, from your hospital. And everybody else outside the Houston Methodist Hospital, if your employer is pressuring you as a condition of your employment to get the vaccine, which, by the way, violates federal law at this point because it's not a vaccine, keep your documentation. When and if something goes wrong, God forbid, you have a hell of a lawsuit. Your employers out there, if I was inquired about this at Citigroup in a professional capacity when I was there, I'd say, you're fucking crazy. You can't touch us with a 10-foot pole. The liability, there's no limit on the liability. I mean, we'll talk about a nightmare. Don't compel people to get a vaccine. Are you people insane? If something goes wrong, or when something goes wrong, you're going to hold the bag? You employers out there, you're going to fucking back up Big Pharma? You think they're going to send you a check to cover wrongful death? You think they're going to send you a check to cover cases where somebody was maimed because you pressured fucking employees, to get a vaccine? You think Big Pharma is going to cover you? You think your insurance company is going to cover you after the first 3 or 4 suits? And settlements, and there will be fucking settlements. And even if there's not settlements, and these cases draw out, you're going to underwrite these with your profits? You're going to throw good money after bad? Good luck to you. According to the report, yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks. Because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And of course, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different, and the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.